time this week, and we will next as well, talking to candidates who are running in the August primary. There's a primary race in Fort Gratiot Township for the township trustee, or township supervisor, rather. Currently serving as a trustee is Rob Montgomery. He's on the line with us right now. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What made you decide that you wanted to run for township supervisor?
Well, I've been a trustee for the past 3.5 years, and prior to that, I was a firefighter for 16 years, 12, about 11 for the city of Port Huron and 5 for Fort Gratiot, and I've always been interested and have served my community to the best of my ability. And after the 3.5 years as trustee, as you know, Georgia departed the township about a year ago in order to become the county commissioner for our district, and that opened up the position. And it's been about a year now, and it's coming up for re-election, and I've decided to put my name in. I think that as a township trustee, I've got to obtain knowledge base that I didn't have before about the township, and I want to continue to move the township in the best direction possible.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. What do you see on the horizon for Fort Gratiot Township? What do you want to see on the horizon for Fort Gratiot?
So a few things, Paul. Obviously, public safety is a big thing for me, police and fire. I've worked closely with our fire department. I was appointed the liaison to the fire department by Georgia while I was a township trustee. So I've worked hand-in-hand with them. So I want to continue to evaluate our services and make sure we're providing the best services we can for our residents. I also have worked recently with the township treasurer in order to look at the mechanisms of payment for bills such as water bills, tax bills, stuff like that. A big concern throughout my campaign people have had is the fact of being able to pay their bills online or remotely, because people are busier now than, you know, even ever in the past, so to speak, with families and work and whatnot. They just want to be able to remotely do that, but without a cost. So recently, as recent as this week, the township, I spoke with the township trustee and worked with her a bit, and she put in some effort, and we actually had the capabilities with the programming we already had, along with utilizing Eastern Michigan Bank to execute that. And now there's an option offered where you can actually pay, sign up for an auto pay, so to speak. So you can pay these bills remotely online with no additional cost out of your pocket and fees and such. So that's another thing. There's many things that I'd like to look at in-house, information technology-wise, IT stuff, to better the experience for the residents. I think our website can be enhanced, as well as other in-house things that will just better the experience for the residents that we already have capabilities of. We just need to execute them better.
I want to ask you about business development in Fort Gratiot. Obviously, the 24th Avenue corridor has always been a pretty robust business district, although with the change in people's retail habits, we've seen that a little bit on the decline. What do you see as the future for that retail area, including and maybe especially the Birchwood Mall?
So that's going to be a significant concern coming up. Actually, a large portion of our revenue, as you may know, or some people do know, some don't, comes from revenue sharing and tax dollars that we receive from the spending. And actually, we do get a significant portion of revenue from, or at least we did, from Canadian shoppers that would come over here and do their shopping and such. And obviously, as you know, due to coronavirus, the border is all but shut down except for essential traffic only. So that's going to have some impact on Fort Gratiot as well as the surrounding areas and in budget dollars that we have to deal with. So that's going to be a big concern. You know, as far as retail and shopping habits, they definitely have changed. I think we're going to have to be able to do the best job we can to promote our businesses, continue to bring businesses into the township, and continue to grow the best we can. The mall, there is some developments going on there with the old Macy's building. And the mall, it's definitely something we need to sit down with, again, with the mall and touch base with them and just try to see their plan. The tough part with the mall is the anchor stores are owned independently and the corridor is owned by the mall in the intersection. So touching base with them and seeing if we can narrow down a plan with them. And as a township supervisor, I would look forward to doing that. and seeing where we could come up with. But we definitely need to focus on our businesses, not only business retention, but whatever growth possible during coronavirus that we can do in order to maintain them businesses and help them prosper, succeed, grow, and even come to our area.
What kind of effect has coronavirus had on the Fort Gratiot Township budget, and how do you recover from that in the years ahead?
So it has had, we haven't got all the numbers, haven't shaken out from the state yet. It appears that our next checks that we're going to receive in revenue sharing are going to be down significantly. We should receive them around the end of August, beginning of September, so we'll really have a better hold on it. So far, it hasn't had a huge impact aside from some impacts as far as additional expenses for the fire department, for equipment, masks, sanitation products, stuff like that. We've had a bit of increase in expenses there, but at the same time, we haven't seen the full effects yet. That's probably coming up in the near future here, and I think you're going to see them full effects last even further into the future. It's almost, you know, we're not seeing them yet. They're going to get here, and then they're going to last even probably a bit after coronavirus, just because how the budget shakes out, it's going to continue to come in. We're fortunate in Fort Gratiot that our fire department is funded through a special assessment, and our sheriff's department contract is funded through a millage. So this mainly affects our general fund, which is a smaller portion of our government, and the portion that's going to affect us shouldn't be as huge as some of the surrounding areas, but we're definitely going to end up having some effects that we're going to have to look at that are probably going to hit us more so in the next few months to 6 months, and probably our budget for the next calendar year, which we'll begin to work on sometime in the near future here. I would suspect in September-ish or so.
Talking with Rob Montgomery, he's Fort Gratiot Township trustee running for township supervisor. Probably worth pointing out that there's a primary in August because the two candidates for township trustee are both on the Republican side of the ballot, and there is no candidate on the Democrat side. So whoever wins the primary essentially will be the next Fort Gratiot Township supervisor, right?
That's correct, yes. To my knowledge, there was, up until mid-July, somebody, a candidate could have filed for to run as an independent in the November election, but to my knowledge, that did not take place. So yes, correct. There will be a primary, which, like you said, August 4th will essentially determine the supervisor position, because whoever wins the primary will be then unopposed on the November ballot. So you're correct in that.
So when voters are casting their ballots, why should they vote for Rob Montgomery for Fort Gratiot Township Supervisor?
Sure. Thanks for asking. So I've been a lifelong resident of the area. I'm a graduate from Fort Erie Northern High School as well as alumni from SC4. I've basically worked my whole life in public safety since graduating high school. Immediately out of high school, I served as a police cadet the summer after high school. And there was a short window when I was getting my training to be a firefighter as well as EMT. But other than that, I've always served my community. I was a firefighter, like I said, for 16 years. Unfortunately, I had to retire a couple years ago due to an injury. And I continued on with the township trustee position at that time. So I've always enjoyed serving my community. And I look forward to doing that as far as I hope to earn people's vote. And I've been talking to people, going door to door, campaign stuff such as media, social media. And I just look forward to working, having a young family in the community. I look forward to working with the township together in order to achieve some of them goals. I actually recently put out a question on my Facebook page about a month ago or so, asking on my page as well as on some of the Fort Gratiot area pages, asking people what they'd like to see. And the responses were overwhelming. Different things they'd like to see, from safety issues, from stop signs, traffic lights, to restaurants they'd like to see, many different things across the board. I just look forward to, I've been compiling all them ideas and look forward to gathering that stuff in order to make Fort Gratiot the best livable community we can. I'd like to improve our township transparency as well. I think that we can be more transparent. I think, you know, some people have a distaste for government at times in our current society that we're in. I think we can be more transparent, broadcast our meetings, post our meetings online so people can watch them, like the city of Port Huron, and work collaboratively with the other local municipalities to just make Fort Gratiot and the Blue Water area the best place that we can make it.
Rob, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us, and good luck on August 4th.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate the time as well, and I look forward to earning the residents' vote August 4th.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.